fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men.
Fantastic, thank you.
America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 28th day of July, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Deputy, take it away, sir.
Good morning, John, Chance, and everyone. I humbly ask that you join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Well done, as usual. Appreciate it.
Well, it's great to do it, as always. Privilege to do it. And thank you for all you do for us. It is fantastic. And have a great day. And, of course, Kudzu is king.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it, Hendricks.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Prepper tip of the day. This COVID thing is getting ramped up again, and I want to encourage people to do what I do every day, which is the ivermectin protocols at my website. It's a free download, and we'll go to that right now. I'll just scroll down to that ivermectin protocols. It's in my COVID updates. Let's see, in yellow highlighter, here we are. Panel 2 in yellow highlighter, ivermectin dosing protocols. Pretty simple, and here they are. There's two kinds. There's the first is for prophylactic use, which is what I use, and the second is for people who actually have the COVID. For prophylactic use, you simply, if you're at high risk, you take the ivermectin. I don't, because I'm not at high risk. I'm really not. But it's a simple 2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. The first day, second dose in 48 hours, and then one dose every 2 weeks. That's the ivermectin. If you've been exposed to COVID and you're at risk, is 2 milligrams per day, one dose a day, and the first day and second dose in 48 hours. Now, I don't do that because I'm not at risk. I'm height weight proportionate. I'm not diabetic. I have no heart issues, no lung issues, and so forth. I take no prescription medications, so I'm not at risk. Point being, if you're not at risk, you don't need to take the ivermectin. But here's the rest of it. This is what I do every day. Vitamin D3, 1,000 to 3,000 international units a day. Vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Quercetin, 250 milligrams a day. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day. And then at night, before you go to bed, 6 milligrams before you go to bed. It helps you be drowsy. And there's more there. Now, on the right side of this page, they got suggestions about wearing masks and social distancing, which is a bunch of silliness. When I make photocopies, I cut that part out because there's nothing to do with science about wearing these masks and social distancing. That's nonsense. So it's right there. It's a free download. And you can, at any health food store, you can get the vitamin D3, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc, and melatonin, and so forth. All right. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events of the day and the ongoing, ever-growing issue of getting access to clean, healthy food, and not too soon in the future, getting any access to food at all. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. It is great to be on the show today. Thank you for having me.
Well, sir, thank you for being here. As most people know, from the I-35 corridor west, severe drought's been in effect for two months plus, severely, adversely affecting agriculture in those areas west of the I-35 corridor. I don't see any hope for that changing anytime soon. Do you, sir?
No, we're experiencing here in Texas weather events that really, I mean, there's just no documentation going back in history to explain the changes, and that's more important than anything else, the changes in weather patterns on a regular basis. You wake up in the morning, you don't know if you're going to have a thunderstorm that lasts 2 days or you're going to experience temperatures over three digits for 2 or 3 days. You just don't know. And so it is baffling. However, there are, some opinions out there that, you know, of course, this is being controlled and there's an agenda behind that.
Right. Well, yeah. we could spend hours speculating and pondering whether this is human caused or not. There's a lot of evidence that it is, but that doesn't change the bottom line, which is what we're experiencing, what we're going through. A 3 day long thunderstorm. I've never heard of such a thing.
Boy, I tell you, we have a small little 20-acre ranch here in Texas, and we have what we would call a pond that we dug back in 2015. And it's only about 2.5 acre pond, and I have never, and since 2014, seen this much rainfall. We're on a water catchment system here. It filled, we have three tanks totaling 7,500 gallons of water coming off of our Texas warehouse, filled those 7,500 gallon of tanks in 2 days.
All right.
I mean, that's a lot of rainfall, right? And then we experience just days later temperatures into three digits. I think we hit 101 degrees. So it's absolutely infallible. I cannot put any reasoning behind this other than something else is going on. However, that being said, when we're talking about droughts, John, this makes an already precarious situation much worse. We're already dealing with food shortages across the globe, not just here, but across the globe. We're experiencing container ships not moving or sitting outside of ports, like in Long Beach, for example.
That's the longshoremen are having a work slowdown, and that union is controlled by the communists, by the way.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so the last thing we need is another drought this year, and we're coming into the hottest months of the year where, you know, crops are being destroyed due to, you know, the heat and lack of rainfall. It's really important that we keep this bounty flowing. But in this situation, I'm praying that these farmers have a bounty this year versus a disaster. If I may, John, I just want to, with your permission, hijack the show for about 10 minutes, because this is on my heart. I did a show last night for Hear the Watchman, and this was the subject, faith. And
okay. We got right at 10 minutes till the next break, so take it to the break.
All right, very good. So faith, what does it mean, right, to have faith? When you have faith, you trust or believe in something very strongly, right? The noun faith comes from an old French word, F-E-I-D, fide, meaning faith, belief, trust, confidence, and pledge. It's often used when describing religion of the supernatural. People have faith in God or actually refer to the religion they practice as their faith. I mean, even witches practice their religion, right? So that's faith. Faith is grace, a supernatural gift of God. Faith is certain. Faith seeks understanding. Faith is not opposed to science. Faith is necessary for salvation, and grace enables faith. Its faith is the beginning of eternal life. Now, the reason why this is on my heart, there are a lot of people, John, as you may know, that are dealing with loss. They're grieving over maybe a parent, grieving over a child who may have cancer, and are going to the Lord in prayer and need faith to get them through that horrible, horrible feeling that they may experience personal loss in their family. And faith is not blind, as some people say. Faith comes from the heart. It comes from the spirit. It is a knowingness that you don't have to do this alone, right? You don't have to keep all of this inside and just hope for the best. No, faith is going to the Father and saying, look, I can't deal with this on my own. I'm handing this over to you. Please guide me in my steps on a daily basis. Give me the protection that I need to get through just this day, right? That's the whole armor of God that we're talking about, right? Faith is believing that your parent, your friend, your child, whatever is happening in your life, faith is believing that the Lord will come in and heal, supernaturally heal these afflictions. Faith is believing, and this is a hard one, John. This is a hard one. Faith is believing that this country of ours, who you and I both fought for, right, served our time, faith is believing that this country is going to turn around. Faith is believing that someone is going to step up in Congress and in the Senate, or maybe even local city, state governments, and say enough, enough, right? Just to move a little to the right here, you know, Pelosi just a few days ago gave an ultimatum to the House, basically saying, this is the way it's going to be. If you don't pass this spending bill, it's trillions of dollars. If you don't pass this spending bill, then there will be no road construction. There will be no airport construction. There will be no infrastructure, you know, passed, right? So I'm pretty sure, John, that's illegal, but this is what she's doing. And she's got the Republican side, she's got them up in arms, and it just doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good. But having faith, getting back to that, having faith means that in your heart you understand that there is a more powerful entity that is working on these problems as we speak. Having faith means that your future, your plans, your goals, your mission, right, is in the hands of the Lord. And I choose, I can't speak for anyone else here, but I choose to have faith that things are going to work out. Because if I don't have that faith, right, and through your fruits and your works, right? If I don't have that faith, then all is lost, right? And then we just experience a bit of chaos in our lives, and we have to do this by ourselves, and I don't want to do that. So that's my statement. I'm sticking to it. John, okay. I don't know what you feel about this, but I just felt like it needed to be said.
Well, I agree with you, Chance. I have faith and I have optimism. If I didn't have optimism, I wouldn't have spent an hour upside down backwards underneath the dashboard of a half-century-old British sports car putting in a temperature gauge. Instead, I would sell the Triumph and I would get a nice deuce and a half and have quite a bit of money left over to buy Simply Clean Foods with. But I have optimism. That's why I still incorporate fun things in my life that have nothing to do with preparedness, nothing to do with the end of our republic, nothing to do with drought or food shortages, because I have optimism, and that comes from faith as well. So I thank you for that statement, Chance, and I want to encourage everybody else to consider what Chance has said and incorporate faith into your daily life. That would be a really good thing. So it didn't take 10 minutes, by the way, Chance. It was only about 6.
I had more, but I didn't want to sound like I was reading from a novel, but I'll include this. This is from Bob Pritchard. This is pretty good. The Bible is a book that can be trusted to be accurate in everything it addresses. We have faith in God and his promises, both to bless the obedient, and John, you're going to love this, and punish the disobedient. We have confidence and faith and hope in heaven, right? When I say punish, I have faith that we as a nation will heal from the evil doings from those who make decisions in our federal government, right? So we might not be able as a single individual, a citizen of this great country of ours, the United States of America, to force change in this administration. But we know in our hearts that the Father will punish them according to his will, right? So I don't need to pray for them. I already know the Father is going to deal with these people who have created this chaos in our lives on his terms, not our terms, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Well, it's good to get a reminder of the matter of faith and the importance of faith on a regular basis in case we get distracted and haven't thought about it for a while. That's very helpful. Well, Chance, I know you're a busy guy. Have you heard of Dr. Richard Fleming yet?
Yes, sir. I have heard of Dr. Richard Fleming. Yes, sir.
Well, we have his four-hour presentation. It was done in Dallas recently. And I'll tell you, this guy, he's connected the dots of what's been going on for years. And it's very important to emphasize that what he's done documents through letters and email and patents that have been issued, what's been going on for a number of years with COVID-19 and the vaccines. Putting it all together in a presentation that lasts 4 hours. I'm only through an hour and 40 minutes. I got some things I had to do this morning, so I only got another 20 minutes of listening and watching to Dr. Fleming. But it's a free download, ladies and gentlemen, at my website, and under COVID-19 updates, panel 11 at the top in the yellow highlighter. He's the real deal, and if you want to know what's going on, why it's happening, how this all came about, going back for quite a few years, by the way, you need to watch this four-hour presentation. You really, really need to watch it. He's a world-class scientist, has published more than 200 peer-reviewed papers. Besides being a medical doctor, he's a PhD and an attorney. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of July. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. The coupon code is LibertyMan. You get a very nice discount. If you want to help me and help yourself, then you want to get the special pack that has been put together, the Liberty Pack, excellent non-GMO, great variety of fruits and vegetables, freeze-dried for less than $200. I would urge you to consider getting that. If you don't have internet access, just give Chance a call at 737-400-2066. Chance, we got our first caller on hold. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to tell y'all that a guy named Gary Kaah, K-A-H, he predicted all this because he was a government liaison. He heard about it when he was overseas. He kept it real quiet, and he wrote a book. He's got all kind of documents. There's no way he could have faked any of that, names and letters and everything on it. And if you go to Gary Kaah.
What book is that? What book is that?
It's called The Common One World Religion and Route to Global Occupation.
Okay.
Can you spell his last name? Can you spell his last name, please?
K-A-H.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And you can just go to GaryKaah.org. And for $50, you can get his books and all kind of papers. And you could actually right now still go on to YouTube. And he was interviewed by It's Supernatural, Sid Roth. And he's got quite a story. And the Lord's protected him. He'll pray for him, though. But he had been telling from a year ago. I told it on RBN, but I hadn't told y'all.
All right. Okay, Pat. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Gary Kaah, that book's been published for quite a while, and Gary's been doing some good work for a long time. Well, Chance, if people place an order, you have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment, don't you, sir?
I do, which brings up a couple of things. First, we are adding another new product to our list. It seems like we're doing this about every week, John, but that's what we need to do. These are green bell peppers. And if those that are over the age of 30 go back in time, you remember when a bell pepper was sweet, right? It had actually a lot of flavor and a zing to it. Well, our bell peppers actually are grown in South America, where organizations, entities like Monsanto are not allowed. They're grown slowly in the soil, taking the nutrients and the minerals from the soil, and so they're full of flavor, absolutely full of flavor. Just biting into our freeze-dried bell peppers, you can eat them right out of the bag, but if you want to use them in a dish, they make great stir-fry, right, with some of our onions and chicken, for example. But I'm going to do something just to launch this particular product for the next 24 hours. I want to do this. If you order our green bell peppers, I'm going to double your order, just period. I'm going to double your order. You're going to receive one. If you order one, you're going to receive two. If you order two, you're going to get four. If you order four, you're going to get eight, and so on. I encourage folks to take us up on this offer. It's only going to last 24 hours. And you will be glad you did. The moment you taste these bell peppers, you will be shocked to the flavor that's inside. Second thing is we are hiring. As of last week, I am seeking a veteran, someone that can lift up to but not more than 50 pounds and that can stand or even in a wheelchair sit for 2 to 3 hours at a time. To come to work for us in Texas here. We're between Austin and Temple. We have a great team here, and they're all mission-based. So if you are in Texas or you're thinking about moving to Texas, give me a call at 512-483-4178, 512-483-4178. And we can do a phone interview immediately. Okay? That being said, John, it has been busy.
Oh. Hold on, Chance. We've got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of July. Well, my webmaster's back in the saddle, taking care of thelibertyman.com, my website, thelibertyman.com. The things you got used to are back up and running. The daily intelligence briefing, something new there. We've got the Patriot Training Course. That's next May at the Margaritaville Luxury Resort in the Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri. And a piece of real estate for sale right down the street from me. I can look out my kitchen window and see the little country store. Well, 3,000 feet, square feet is not all that little, but little country store right down the street from me for sale. And a beautiful remodeled, completely rehabilitated, remodeled house right next door to it. And 1 acre behind it across the creek. And you might want to check that out. And, of course, we got the mosquito net mask back in, on my website because the mask mandates are coming back. How about that? Last but not least, the energy cleaner. We got energy cleaners coming in tonight, more coming in next week. If you got issues with arthritis pain, you want to sleep because of a small child every night like I do, well, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner at my website, a mattress pad to go with it at my website. You can also place your order calling my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. We have my friend Dr. James in from Missouri. We talked briefly last night. I asked Dr. James to call, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Dr. James.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. I just wanted to call in to express my concern over this new push on this so-called Delta variant in the hospitals. I've spoken to several people whose family members have been scared by this Delta variant based on what the news reports are saying, and they've ran out and gotten the vaccine, even though they were resistant initially, because of all these reports that the hospitals are filled with people that are dying from this Delta variant, and it's the fault of unvaccinated people. That's right. Rhetoric we're hearing.
Right. That's what we're hearing. What's reality, Dr.?
Yeah, correct. That's not what is happening. The hospitals that are being filled up, 75% or so are people that have been vaccinated. So this seems like this is being caused by the vaccination. And I'm just wondering if the other people that are there that aren't vaccinated are getting ill from vaccinated people, from shedding. And there's a lot of people smarter than I am that are investigating this. But I don't want people to run out and start just to go out and get this so-called vaccine based on what the media is telling them, because it's the direct opposite. And I know this for 100% fact, at least here in Missouri.
Now, doctor, use the term so-called vaccination. Explain what that means, sir.
Well, this is not a vaccine. This is genetic therapy. This is gene therapy. You're becoming a genetically modified organism when you get this vaccine, because it's changing your genetic code, so your body starts making the virus. Well, they're calling it a spike protein, but you're actually making the virus. All viruses are strands of DNA or RNA. They're a code that tells your body to make proteins. That's all viruses are. So now when you start making the spike protein, you are basically making the virus, and you're shedding the virus. And the theory behind this is that since you're making this virus, and your body sees it all the time, and it makes antibodies, so it's ready to fight it off when it sees the real thing. That's the theory behind this. But your body's attacking itself continuously and forever. That doesn't sound very good to me. But that's what I mean by a so-called vaccine. This is not a traditional vaccination.
Well, that's good to know, doctor. And we appreciate the report. You got anything else for us, sir?
Well, I'm still working on when I called before. I should have more information. I'm not ready to share this in public yet, but I'm still working on my findings, and I hope to have something very soon to report.
Okay. You had more equipment coming in, like a more sophisticated Geiger counter, for example.
That's correct. And I'm working on getting, and it's very, it from what I'm seeing so far, it's worse than I originally thought. This is going to be fascinating stuff when I'm ready to report.
You're doing a good job of leaving the audience wanting more here, just like the Saturday morning matinee with the girls left hanging from the train track for next Saturday.
Well, I mean, I have limited resources and limited, I don't want to say knowledge, but to do the really good testing, you need really sophisticated, expensive, controlled equipment, and I don't have access to that, so I'm doing the best that I can. I just want to make sure that what I report is accurate to the best of my ability. So,
well, your findings with the less expensive equipment will probably lead to people that do have access to the more expensive equipment to do their own testing, we hope, don't we?
That's what I'm hoping. That's my wish.
Okay. Well, thank you, doctor. When you're ready for a future report, just give us a call. We're always ready.
All right. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate the help there.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Chance, I don't know how much of that you heard. I know you had a short break there, but that was Dr. James here in Missouri. She and I talked privately about once a week or so. He gave us information that the Delta variant that is allegedly filling up hospitals with unvaccinated people is actually filling up hospitals, 75% of whom have been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. Exactly the opposite of what we're hearing, isn't it, Chance?
It is. Boy, that's quite interesting. It just keeps coming and coming, John. I mean, eventually the truth is going to come out, John, and people need to be educated. They need to do their own research. They need to, you know, make that decision whether they're going to take that poke or not. And I would highly suggest against that. But this is fascinating information.
Well, I talked last night to my friend Larry Beecraft. He's an attorney down there in Mississippi, and he's involved in a lawsuit involving these matters, and we talked briefly about that. But lawsuits take years, especially complex, high-level lawsuits of this nature. We don't have years to save lives. You know, one of the things you and I do every Wednesday for 1 hour, besides talk about food, is warn people about the true nature of the alleged vaccines, which Dr. James just explained why he calls it alleged, because it's not a vaccine in the traditional sense of the word. What people are having shot in their arms has never been shot in the arms of human beings before, ever. And previous attempts, as we know, Chance, there's no vaccine for the common cold. You do know that, right?
Oh, no, that's right. No, that's absolutely
and, right. And the common cold is a coronavirus. And there have been, imagine the profit to be made for a vaccine to keep people from getting the common cold. That would, you could buy your own island off the coast of Greece with those profits.
You know, put a lot of companies out of business that provide all these cold for the symptoms of the common cold, right? Relief
right.
These common
but,
they
and,
would go.
And of course, there's been multiple attempts to develop a vaccine for the common cold and other coronaviruses, all of which ended with animal testing. Because why? Well, because all the animals died. That's what people are shooting into their arms right now. On the morning of July 28, 2021, in this country, people will be lining up to roll up their sleeves all over the United States to have this toxic substance shot into their arms. Our next caller here, Chance, is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Yep.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, I wanted to address what the previous caller was talking about. I actually have a friend that I work with whose wife is a nurse in the ER, and she's saying that she is seeing people coming in that have had the vaccine or filling up the ERs. Now, to add to that, Chance mentioned earlier talking about the Bible. So I want to call people's attention to Psalm chapter 2, verse 3, and let's see if I can get it to pull up here. It's going to give me a hard time. Anyway, I'll read just the last portion of it. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Well, let's see. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, you're fine, John. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my phone is acting up. The word cords in the concordance, if you look at it in Hebrew, it's actually talking about a twine or a twisted cord, which is DNA. And that's what they're doing with us right now, Chance. Those that take the vaccine are actually having their DNA altered. And I know it sounds like a church service, but this is the real deal. This is a spiritual battle. I've been saying it for 15 or 20 years on RBN. We're in the middle of a spiritual battle. Weapons of war, carnal weapons aren't going to win this war. We have to decide whose side we're on, who we're going to serve, and trust God to keep us. Don't. As for me and my house, we're not taking the jab. We're not taking the vaccine. Because it is a DNA-altering device filled with what John knows to be, as well as everyone else that's got a mind, graphene oxide mixed with iron oxide, turning your body into a literal antenna, basically taking you away from the Father in heaven and putting you under subjection to the kings of the earth to be controlled at a future date. I mean, we're already, many people are being controlled by the news, by their cell phones, by their video games, and now they're the mayor of New York, this de Blasio, what's his name, talking about people that are refusing the vaccine and people that are talking about the truth of the vaccine are causing deaths. So they're calling you a murderer if you're anti-vax. You're a killer and you've got to be dealt with. So Christians that understand what this is are being turned into an enemy of the state. I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Well, John, I do have a good follow-up on that. What you're saying is that the people who wrote Psalms, which was about 3,000 years ago or so, give or take, they had knowledge of DNA. Now, that may be sound counterintuitive to some people, but our ancient forebears had knowledge of advanced science, and I can give it a good example why. John, there's a type of bread that you can find in your local supermarket called spelt, made from spelt grain. Are you aware of that, sir?
I am.
Okay. It's only been recently found because more than 40 years ago, we didn't have the technology to understand this. But the grain spelt is a genetically modified organism exactly the same as it was more than 2,000 years ago, because they found spelt grain 4,000 and 5,000 years ago. They've dug up. That's the same as modern spelt, and it's genetically modified, which means our ancient ancestors knew how to do something that we could only do beginning about 40 or so years ago. So if you had the knowledge to genetically modify a grain, you all probably also had the ability to know what DNA was, wouldn't you think, John?
Well, I would say, John, I agree with you, but I would differ in one point. They weren't our ancient relatives. This has been a seed war, a DNA battle, a genetic warfare since the garden. This is not our ancestors. There's two different species. The church doesn't want to hear it. The Bible calls it the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. So there's two different species that thousands of years ago intermingled because of an intent to destroy the ability they thought of Christ coming and setting things straight. In the garden, the fruit was not the fruit from a tree, folks. It was not. It wasn't fruit from a tree. She said she was beguiled. So something happened. And if God is a just God, then the penalty for the crime would fit the crime. And her penalty was pain in childbirth. It wasn't you're going to get a sick bellyache because you ate an apple. It was enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Now, you take from that what you will, but it's not heretical. It's not heresy. It's truth. And the church doesn't want the average person sitting in the pew to know it, because it turns everything upside down. It brings the world into accountability, and it opens up the eyes of those that want the truth. Something happened in the garden.
All right.
And our relatives are not, look, there's, like I said, there's two species. We all look alike, but they're two species. That's why there can be such extreme evil, because their father is the one that's going about seeking whom he may destroy and devour. That's their daddy. That's why Christ, when he was talking to the Pharisees, said, you're of your father, the devil. If you were my father, you'd love me and you seek to kill me. Why? That's why, folks. Plain and simple.
Okay. Well said, John. We need to move on. Appreciate the call, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Hi.
Morning.
So I spoke with you yesterday, John, and you know what I'm about to say, basically. I thank God that right now I'm at home resting and working comfortably. I hope they go back to work tonight. But over the weekend, I was hospitalized at our local level 2 trauma center, Magnet Hospital, in the ICU for a very persistent nosebleed, which is called epistaxis medically. It was tough, because it was posterior, it was back in the nasal septum, and took some very painful packing and things like that to get that taken care of. Yeah, one thing I noticed at the hospital, they did do blood draws, and I tested negative for COVID from that. They were going to do an oral swab, but that got canceled. I kind of, you know, once the ENT people were, you know, convinced that I was okay to go home, then I managed to be discharged home. But one thing I noticed was there was not a lot of not mention made about the COVID. There was not a big deal made about screening, no big deal about testing or getting a vaccine or anything like that. And I noticed the nurses and, you know, a lot of people were not wearing masks, and nobody seemed to be in an uproar about any of this, which I thought was interesting.
You want to finish your update after the break here, Glenn?
Okay.
Okay. We got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here with Chance from Simply Clean Foods. The coupon code is LibertyMan. And Glenn, you got a wrap up here for your what you went to in the last few days.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm very grateful. I at this point, the docs seem pretty sure that, you know, they're saying what they see causing the nosebleed that I had was high blood pressure coupled with dry mucous membranes. And that they say they see a lot of this. So it doesn't necessarily fit the profile of the shedding of the spike proteins or you know, where we were hearing of unvaccinated people having problems from vaccinated people shedding spike proteins or something like that. It could theoretically perhaps be that, but it doesn't seem to be the case. But what I was taken with was the fact that there doesn't seem to be a lot of crowding, a lot of sensitivity, a lot of hoopla about Delta strain or any other problems or events or anything. The hospital personnel seemed, remarkably unconcerned about right. that sort of thing, which I thought was interesting.
It is interesting.
One thing I would like to say about religion, I've noticed that there's which I find a slightly disturbing tendency of talk radio show people who are Christians to refer to God simply in monotheistic terms, God, Goddess, or maybe the Creator or the Father. But they seem hesitant. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's even a hymn that says that, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. And, the hesitant talk radio people, even when sticking up for God or talking about the Bible, are hesitant to mention the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, the Bible says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. So, so I think it's important when we're stumping for God in the talk radio realm that we be specific. Maybe people are afraid of offending other monotheistically inclined people, offending Jews or other people who don't speak of Christ that much. It's very important, I think, to say, hey, it's Jesus we're talking about here, and that's the name that matters. Makes people squirm in their seats a little bit, makes them a little uncomfortable. But his is the name. There's no one comes to the Father but through him. So I just wanted
said, Glenn. Thank you. We appreciate the
thank
call.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Chance, your wrap-up, please. You're about 60 seconds or less.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I just got a note here. There's a call from a caller asking about shipping. There are no shipping costs. That is included if you live in the upper 48 states. We have highly reduced shipping to both Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. Internationally, we have great rates internationally as well. But if you live in the upper 48 states, your shipping is included, even with this current promotion of our brand new green bell peppers. Buy one, we're going to double it. Buy one, get one free. Take advantage of that, folks. It is for 24 hours only. John, thank you so much for having me on. Glenn, great information. Thank you for that. You guys have a wonderful and blessed day, and remember, have faith.
Thank you, Chance. I appreciate it. We'll have you back next week. Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor James McCanny. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Co-Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.